This WebmasterRadio.fm program is made possible in part by the following.
Today's forecast calls for 6 to 12 inches, and temperatures will only be in the teens overnight, so bundle up and...
Imagine, you're planning your end-of-year reports, planning for next year. What are you going to do to monetize more in 2011?
We're going to have clear and sunny skies with a perfect day of weather for everyone coming to AFCON 2010.
Warm up your marketing strategies this December in our winter oasis for affiliate marketers. AFCON 2010 Florida, December 8th through 10th at the Fairmont Turnberry Isle Resort in Aventura, Florida. Sign up now at AFCON2010.com. That's AFFCON2010.com.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to the WordPress Community Podcast, the essential source for news and information on the most popular blog publishing tool on earth. Learn about the newest updates and plugins, as well as exclusive interviews with WordPress experts that are sure to help you enhance your skill set. Now, please welcome the hosts of the WordPress Community Podcast, Joost Ivanck and Frederick Towns.
So, hey everybody, welcome to another WordPress podcast. It's been a while because I was on trips all the time, being around the world. Well, actually Europe, but that is the world as far as I'm concerned. Some pretty wonderful news came out, which was that Windows Live Spaces is going to be moving over to WordPress.com, which was some excellent news. So I tried to get some people on, and I've actually got Tony Schneider, the CEO of Automattic, and Dharmesh, and I'm very sorry, but I don't know if I'm going to pronounce your last name right, Dharmesh. Dharmesh Mehta, of Director of Product Management for Windows Live with me. Thanks both for joining in on such short notice.
No, happy to do it.
So, Tony, can you walk us through briefly what you guys just announced?
Absolutely. Nice to be on your podcast, first of all. So we announced today that Microsoft and Automattic have partnered to make WordPress.com the default blogging platform for Windows Live. And what that means is from now on, when Windows Live users create a new blog, that blog will be powered by WordPress.com. And it also means that we build a migration tool so the existing Live Spaces bloggers can move their sites over to WordPress.com and then keep blogging on our system.
Cool, very cool. This is and not for only a couple of bloggers, right? We're talking about a couple of million people?
Yes, there are several million bloggers on Spaces. I should also mention that the migration will happen over several months. There's a six-month window, and people will have an option, of course, to opt in and move their blog over. So we expect people to move over time, and we don't know how many of them will, but hopefully they'll really enjoy WordPress.
so do I, and so do we all, I think. Dharmesh, what was the rationale for Microsoft to do this?
I mean, for us, we thought it's very important that we're able to provide a blogging experience for customers and for them to be able to share that out with their friends. And as we kind of looked at what's the best way to give our customers a great blogging experience, rather than continuing to invest in Spaces and trying to compete with WordPress.com, we actually think what WordPress.com is doing is great. Their product's great. And so we were just looking for, you know, how can we offer this to our shared customers and find a great way through Messenger Connect to hook it up so people can still share it with their Messenger friends. And Tony and team have been wonderful to work with, and I'm glad we've been able to deliver this together.
Yeah, it sounds like a deal made in heaven. So is there any money flowing between the two of you, or is it just you guys happy to help out your clients and Tony happy to have another couple million new possible clients?
Yeah, there's no money changing hands on this deal. This is really was about making sure that Spaces users are taken care of and that there's an ongoing relationship where we can provide great blogging services, and those blogs can still be connected back into Windows Live. And that, I want to say, you know, I'll echo Dharmesh's praise, and Microsoft has been great to work with on this, and it's really nice to see that a big company is taking such good care of their users, and really they've invested a ton to make this migration smooth for people and to do this in a way that's really, you know, hopefully seen as an upgrade to their users and not as a, you know, being forced off the platform.
Now, it sounds incredibly good indeed. The funny thing is that we had Josh Holmes from Microsoft on the podcast a couple months back talking about WordPress and Windows and all the stuff that Microsoft is doing related to WordPress these days. And this seemed to flow in right in where we ended that conversation a couple months back in Microsoft showing that it has a lot of love for WordPress, apparently. So really good to see that. So where will this take us? Will we see will we be seeing more things between Microsoft and Automattic and WordPress.com?
I think, you know, as we both said, we've had a great relationship working with each other, and I hope we continue to find new and interesting ways to continue to do that. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if you see some new stuff from us in the future.
Yeah, okay. We've been working on a number of things together. We were an IE9 launch partner, for example, a few weeks ago. Microsoft has been a sponsor of several WordCamps, so they're really, you know, trying to engage with the WordPress community and get to know people and start to get closer to the WordPress community, which I think is a great thing. It's another sign that I think they're doing this in a smart way, and hopefully we'll do more projects together in the future.
Well, I hope so too. It seems like it's a good thing for everyone if stuff like this happens. Do you know, Tony, if any of this will roll back into stuff that WordPress.org users can use as well, like the Amazon Connect stuff?
Yeah, so we are working to release that feature, which we call on WordPress.com the publicized feature, so the ability to connect your WordPress.com blog into external services to automatically publicize your posts. We're working to release that as a .org plugin. And I'm actually not sure about our Livespaces importer, but certainly when people move their Spaces blog over to WordPress.com, once it's in WordPress.com, it then becomes easy for them to move on to WordPress.org if they would like to host their own blog. So hopefully, you know, this will help just, you know, bring a lot of great bloggers into both WordPress.com and the .org community as well.
Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds very good. So, Dharmesh, what do you think is the single best feature that WordPress.com offers that you guys wanted to offer your clients or users?
If I can have three, I'll say three.
you get three.
All right, thanks. I mean, the first I just point to is great, you know, what I call this account protection. It's the spam management and keeping that out and just keeping people's blogs clean. The second thing, you know, if you'd say the first is more kind of fundamentals and keeping the trouble out, the second and third are what I think will really excite people. Second being really personalization and customizing that blog so it feels like your own and great things. And then the third being just the large number of widgets and other ways to kind of customize that experience. And I think people are going to love that. It's one of the things when Spaces first started that people got excited about, and I think WordPress.com is going to give some bounds ahead. So I think people will love that.
Thanks a lot for being here, both of you.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
It was a pleasure. Nice talking
okay.
to you.
Okay, thanks. Frederick is here as well with me, and we've got Brian Gardner and Nathan Rice of the Genesis team. Hi, guys. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you bet.
Hey, Yost. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. We've been talking and working together for how long has it been now, Brian? Over a year, we've been somehow involved with each other every once in a while.
Yep. It's been at least a year, so...
So you guys, when we worked before Studio Press, which was doing all these loose themes, you've basically bundled it up and made it into one framework now, which is all the rage, of course, for theme developers. Could you tell us a bit about why you did that and what it means for users?
I can start off. This is Brian Gardner, by the way, in case you don't recognize the voiceover Nathan. Really what it came down to was me developing the conceptual piece of Genesis primarily because I was very selfish. That's kind of like the backstory. Really what it came down to was users and the desire for me to not have to update a particular element of a theme across 20 different themes. Things with WordPress 2.0 custom navigation, prime example of something that would have normally taken a lot more time to update. And it made no sense because for me, most of the themes that were on StudioPress in some way, shape, or form borrowed code from other themes. And there was just so much alike in all of them. I thought, you know, I think it's possible to build something where foundation-wise, in terms of code, can share the same code and then just be dressed up differently, you know, by ways of styles and designs or in what ultimately resulted was child themes. And about that time, I contacted Nathan. He was venturing off and doing a few other new things. And so Nathan and I have known each other for, gosh, over 3 years. And, you know, I've contracted him to do certain code pieces and things like that. So we had a real rapport already. And at that point, I asked him if that was something that, you know, he saw vision in the same way I did, which is, you know, having, you know, a really, really strong set of code and then the ability to change the way it looked on the outside.
Yeah, having worked with your different themes before, I can admit to knowing that there were large parts that were the same, so it makes absolute sense. Was it a hard job to do, though? Because you had quite a few themes going, and you basically ported them all to child themes, right?
Yeah, you know, ultimately what we did was we built Genesis first, and then one by one, you know, migrated the classic themes off into child themes. And there were minor changes, but for the most part, every theme that was that existed prior to Genesis, the integrity of the design has been pretty much kept intact. You know, the biggest piece of going from classic stuff over to Genesis was when I first contacted Nathan. The original idea was to still keep all of the theme files kind of as typical theme files are with PHP code and, you know, stuff that folks recognize in terms of, you know, regular WordPress calls. And then Nathan and I had some really good conversations, many of which stretched me from a change standpoint in terms of, you know, if we were really going to build it the way we wanted to, we needed to kind of extract things and build some custom functions and kind of change the way that I was directing it towards a much, much better way, which he suggested.
Okay, so Nathan, you actually had to do all the work, I understand here.
We split the work. Brian handled most of the, obviously, the child theme developments and stuff, and then also he did all the CSS for the vanilla Genesis style. But yeah, most of the stuff on the back end was actually done, written by me, with a lot of input and direction from Brian in terms of the things that he wanted to be in the theme and the features that we wanted to, you know, punt and the stuff we wanted in there for 1.0, stuff like that.
Okay, cool. So what was the, in working with it, because you've worked with several different theme clubs, haven't you?
In the past. Yes.
What was the difference between Genesis and what you've done in the past?
Well, Genesis is, to me, something that I had been wanting to do for a long time. And like Brian mentioned, he really wanted to stay traditional in the way the theme was built. And I wanted to, you know, I was sort of on the other extreme of, I wanted to abstract everything and make everything based on hooks. And, you know, that way you could put anything anywhere, but also you could remove anything from anywhere as well. But, that's the main difference is that between Genesis and any other theme I've built in the past is that it really is a framework. It is built specific. It is built, in fact, not to be run by itself. It's built to be run using you know, alongside a child theme, and I think that's the major difference between Genesis and anything else I've done.
Yeah, I've always sort of been. I've been wanting to do the child theme thing, and I've always been too lazy to do it, actually. So if I'm running one of the older Studio Press themes on site, which I actually am on quite a few of them, would you say that it would be better for me to port them over to Genesis and then and throw over a child theme again?
If you're asked, go ahead, Nathan.
Oh, I would say so. I think that running on a theme like Genesis gives you the flexibility. I mean, assuming that you make your modifications correctly, which of course we teach people how to do in our forums and in our documentation, but assuming that you make your modifications correctly, you can continue to upgrade Genesis. You know, we've gone from 1.0, which was our initial release, to 1.3.1, and several releases in between, you know, minor and major releases. And people who have done their modifications the proper way have been able to upgrade version after version after version and get new features like WordPress custom nav menus. Brian can probably, in other things, like you can use, you know, anything, custom post type stuff like that, that that WordPress adds that Genesis eventually takes advantage of, but you don't have to go through and piece by piece, line by line, update your old, you know, traditional theme. So, and it doesn't break your site. You know, you can upgrade with confidence. We do lots and lots and lots of testing. And of course, the support is superb. So if anything does go wrong, you know, there's somebody there ready and willing to help you. So to me, this is, of course, laying aside the SEO benefits of a theme, because we really did think about, and I know, Yost, you care about this kind of thing too. Not necessarily talking about the SEO features, the explicit ones, but more just the markup structure, and you know, being optimized and slimmed down and semantic and stuff like that. That's what you're going to get in Genesis, as opposed to maybe some of the older themes.
Well, yeah, of course, the older themes were optimized by yours truly at a certain point in time, so they were pretty good, actually.
Actually, one of the things I wanted to ask them about is, you know, what are the SEO advantages that you guys offer in Genesis compared to maybe some of the plugins that are popular or some of the other theme developers, without, you know, naming any names?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's necessarily, Nathan, I'll let you, you know, basically piggyback off of this concept. We didn't necessarily put SEO in there to trump other other plugins per se. It's there on the leisure that some folks don't like a mishmash of all kinds of things. So it's there as more of a luxury for those who want to work within Genesis itself. You know, and Nathan, you can expand on, you know, what specifically is there that might not be in other places. But again, you know, we didn't set out to shut people down from an SEO standpoint. We just, you know, provided in Genesis what people pretty much have asked us to provide, which is the SEO that's there.
Right, and any shortfall or shortcomings on the part of the common SEO plugins out there, you know, we tried to make up for, assuming, of course, that eventually they were going to do the same things. You know, we're not trying to get ahead of the market or anything like that. It's just, like Brian said, the fact that there are certain things that our users had requested that that no SEO plugin, and certainly not Genesis, nobody had it, and so we put it in there that way. But in terms of going back to Frederick's original question, the things that Genesis does in terms of SEO is the first thing we do, and this is something I spend a lot of my time on when I'm actually developing Genesis and putting new features in, is making sure that the new features don't slow the theme down too much. Because, I mean, we did internal benchmarks with you know, other themes, free themes, and other sorts of themes like that. And one problem that we noticed is that while the features were very cool, a lot of times they would severely slow down the page load time on your site or blog. And that's something that we absolutely did not want to do with Genesis. We wanted to make sure that the things that we offered were making your site cool, but at the same time we're keeping it you know, quick and efficient. Because not only is that, you know, a usability feature, because people are not going to stick around and wait for your site to load for 10 minutes, you know, that's an exaggeration, but at the same time, you know, you want the search engine spiders to be able to crawl your site fast as well. So that's the first thing we did. The second thing, as I mentioned a second ago, was was really thought through the markup structure, made sure it was semantic. All of our using microformats and using named divs that were logical and described what was in them and not necessarily their location or their design. And then, of course, third of all, is we added in-post SEO options, which is sort of reminiscent of what you would see in a plugin like All-in-One SEO, allowing you to form your own document title, your own meta description, and that sort of thing. And then also our SEO settings page, which has bunches of options there as far as, where you want your H1 to be wrapped around on the homepage, your homepage document title, what types of archives you want to be indexed, and that sort of thing. And then, of course, I think, to me, the coolest part of Genesis SEO is the fact that like Brian was saying, it is more of a luxury. If you don't want the Genesis SEO options, all you have to do, and if say you really, really like All-in-One SEO or Headspace or something like that, if you activate one of those plugins, our SEO stuff goes away completely. Like, there is no part of our SEO remains remnant. It completely disables itself and sort of gets out of the way and lets the SEO plugin take the reins. So,
but that would mean that you'd lose some stuff that's not in All-in-One SEO.
That's correct.
For instance.
Yeah. So there's a choice to make, obviously. If there's something in Genesis that you really like, then, you can't. It's all or nothing. So maybe that's a weakness, but I think that we really want to be in a state of humility when it comes to that. We don't want to tell users that they're not allowed to use an SEO plugin because our stuff is so awesome. We want them to be able to make that decision completely on their own.
So that leads me to another thing, because there's lots of DIYs and developers, obviously, and one of the strengths of having a plugin framework and a successful, business making plugins and so on and themes and so on and so forth is the community. So you said you have forums and so on and so forth. So, are you guys just day in and day out just constantly helping people, build their themes and tune their sites, or how does it work in terms of support with Genesis?
Yeah, well, obviously we do have a support forum, and it's primarily meant for support questions, but we do an obscene amount of helping from a style and SEO and stuff that would typically fall outside the range of what typical support is. But I learned at a very early age that taking care of people, especially people who pay money and for your stuff, really, really is a number one priority. So the first line of support we have is the forum. We're just about at 200,000 posts right now in the forum and over 33,000 members currently. So it's definitely an active forum. But one thing, once we launched Genesis, that kind of became quite evident was there are a lot of developers in the WordPress community who really, have a tendency to find something they like and then really, really want to use it and participate. That's kind of how WordPress evolved. You kind of get that open source community where folks just want to help and, be helped and promoted and marketed. And there's just a lot of kind of cross promotional type stuff going on. And so a few months ago, I kind of had this idea to develop what is now called the Genesis Development, subsite off of StudioPress, which is at dev.studiopress.com. And what that became was more of a comprehensive, wiki, type site where developers can now get involved in and help us with our documentation if they find, great ways to do things. And in return, we help promote them too. So the development site, which is becoming a pretty comprehensive, list of tutorials, how-tos, code snippets, and things like that. So that's around as well. 'Cause for me, Nathan really pointed out along the way that teaching people how to fish will certainly help them be fed down the road. And so he, instilled into me the importance of, really taking, our time and really helping people, because we realize there's a bit of a learning curve when you kind of go from a traditional theme to a framework. But once you get to that framework point and kind of even know somewhat what you're doing, the power outside of, the power in that is just huge. So, we've got the support forum, the Genesis development site, which is now where we foster you know, developers and teach people how to do things. And, you know, we have some other ideas down the road that we'll probably get to, you know, but support and, you know, information is really, really key for us.
Well, that's great. It sounds like it's definitely working. So in terms of the future of Genesis and trends you guys might be seeing in the industry, I mean, can you give us some direction, some insight into, you know, what's next and what people are looking for and how people are using WordPress and things like that?
One of the things that we're going to be focusing on probably in the next, I don't know, Brian, probably 3 to 6 months is, and even stuff that's out right now, is focusing more on getting users involved, getting a particular type of user involved. That's it's the kind of user who doesn't necessarily want to use CSS and hooks and that sort of thing to modify their site. They just want a basic canvas that they can put their mark on, and then, you know, mainly for quick development, that sort of thing. So we're seeing that as something that our users are asking for, even though it's something that, you know, I've said this before on Twitter and stuff. I despise WYSIWYG. I despise, you know, color selectors and stuff like that. But it is something that users want. And Brian and a colleague of ours who's involved in the Genesis community named Gary Jones have been developing Brian, is this common knowledge? I just want to make sure I'm not overstepping. Okay. Okay. Developing the Prose theme, which is basically our a theme that it's a child theme for Genesis, and it allows you to change colors, fonts, you know, font sizes, borders, and stuff like that from within a settings page, which again is something that our users are very, very happy to see. So stuff like that is probably where we're heading as far as Genesis. And of course, we're going to continue developing Genesis, making it more solid, giving it more options, and obviously keeping up with whatever trends that or whatever features WordPress gives us.
So we need to go to a break first, but I've got a series of questions after this. So let's take a quick break, and then I'll be right back with Brian Gardner and Nathan Rice of the Genesis Feed.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more WordPress Community Podcast after this.
$250,000 in cash prizes and all-year-long revenue share is what you can win when you enter the 2010 Internet Marketing World Cup competition. All competitors are rigorously screened to ensure the best competition and the best possible results. Before you tell others how to make it work for them, prove that your system actually works. Build your reputation in the competition that puts your system to the test and proves you are the best of the best. Sign up at www.internetmarketingworldcup.com. That's www.internetmarketingworldcup.com. Registration ends soon, so put your system to the test today.
Hey, Joel Kahm here, and I want you to hear something. That's my ka-ching button, and it's the universal sound of success. Sounds good, doesn't it? How would you like to hear that ka-ching sound all the time? In my new book, Ka-ching: How to Run an Online Business That Pays and Pays, I lay out a strategy and a plan for you to create your own online success. Get your copy today at kachingbook.com, and I'll give you a ka-ching button for free. All the details are there at kachingbook.com. That's kachingbook.com.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
It's time to get inside with Affiliate Marketing Insider. Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
The WordPress Community Podcast continues, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Once again, here's Joost DeVock and Frederick Towns.
So we're back with Brian Gardner and Nathan Rice of Genesis and Studio Press. Nathan, you were just talking about the new developments that you guys are working on. Have you seen a shift in the kinds of users that use themes like Genesis over the last 6 months to a year? But something I've noticed, as I'll lead you to your answer, is that there's a lot more people using WordPress for non-blog sites these days, and Genesis seems like one of the easiest ways to do that at the moment. Well, would you agree?
I definitely agree. I think that at least in the framework space, there are obviously themes that do the CMS style very well, but in terms of frameworks, I think because Genesis really embraced the child theme concept, we're able to build custom homepages that have nothing to do with the blog whatsoever. So, and as far as the types of users, over the last Genesis we released on February 1st. So over the last 6-8 months or so, we have seen. At first, we saw it was mostly people who were interested in the concept of a framework and a lot of developers and that sort of thing. But over time, we've really started to see the novice users embrace the idea of a framework, mainly just because Genesis does so much of the work for them that they don't have to code all of this stuff. But yeah, we're definitely seeing a trend, I think, in new users, of course, people new to WordPress itself, but also people new to the idea of child themes, of theme frameworks, and they're really taking. I think they're taking it well. I think that they're learning fast, and that's due in part to not only great users but also great documentation and great support. So, yeah, definitely.
One of the things I've noticed is that you guys seem to give back an awful lot to the community. Of course, Blue Themes was one of the first to discover to give their custom nav stuff to the WordPress core. Can we see stuff from you guys going into WordPress core anytime soon?
That's probably a question better suited for the folks at WordPress themselves, because as far as I know, I'm guessing that when WordPress identifies features and functions inside a theme that are relevant or would make sense to be used universally throughout WordPress, my guess is the flow of that conversation goes from WordPress to the developer saying, hey, you've got some great stuff here. We'd like to incorporate that into core. Would you be willing to, technically themes are GPL licensed, so WordPress doesn't have to ask, but, as a courtesy, I know they do. So when that time comes, we are absolutely open to helping in any way we can. So we don't have anything in the pipeline because it's not for us to approach them with something, but if there, there's pieces of Genesis or child themes or plugins or anything that we do, we're certainly happy to, play ball and work with them on that.
Cool. So that, because one of the things I wanted to talk about, what you've been doing with the Simple Sidebars plugin, maybe either of you can expand a bit on what that does, because I was intrigued when I saw that.
I'll let Nathan answer that question because he's the one who built the plugin conceptually. As is the case with most of what we do, I bring to him, say, hey, I got this really cool idea, or somebody has asked us to build this. Can we do it? And then, then it goes to Nathan and he either says we can or can't, or usually finds a way. So Nathan built that plugin, so I'll let him answer the question.
Yeah, basically, Simple Sidebars is the idea of there are one or two, and depending on the theme, three or four widget areas in a theme. For Genesis, that is either the primary or the secondary sidebar. And what Simple Sidebars allows you to do is it allows you to register new widget areas and then conditionally put them in those different, we'll call them theme locations. So for instance, if you have a three-column layout using Genesis, the primary sidebar would be, a one theme location, and the secondary sidebar would be another theme location. And we allow you to say, like on a particular page or something like that, you can register a new sidebar, say for your about page, and in that that new widget area, you can put whatever widgets you want to, like at the author profile widget or something like that, and that's what will show up on that about page instead of the default sidebar that goes on every other page. So it sort of allows you to conditionally put conditionally replace the contents of a particular, you know, sidebar theme location with whatever you want to, with, you know, assuming that you can do it through a widget. So for us, it was the sort of the it was the response to a need, like Brian said. People had, they were using widget logic a lot, which is a good plugin. It's just that sometimes there's people are putting in, you know, tons and tons and tons of different conditions just to make sure that it showed up in the right place, and that made the screen really, really long and that sort of thing. So this was sort of a response to that need.
Yeah, I like it a lot. And as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the two things we need in WordPress, because the other one would be more like widget logic, where I can actually do something to a widget from within a post, so I can have something appear in the sidebar only for a certain page or stuff like that. Now, there's plugins out there that do it, but it all still seems cumbersome, and this looked like a pretty elegant solution.
Yeah, it is cumbersome, and what we did was we took sort of a page from the way menus are handled right now. So instead of registering a widget area, you register, like I said, a theme location, and then you assign a menu to that theme location. And it's sort of that same concept with a little bit of, like I said, conditional logic involved, which I think you're right. That is something that WordPress could probably use.
Yeah, it could, because it's a mess right now, and it's pretty hard to explain to people. Hey, something completely different. You guys recently merged with Copyblogger, who is Brian Clark, who's of course a good friend of mine, because he wasn't there this year, but he was at Oktoberfest a couple of years back. And well, once you've gone to Oktoberfest together, you'll be buds for life, I can assure you. Why did that merger happen, and what's going to change for you guys because of that?
That's a great question, and has definitely led to an interesting couple months here for us at Studio Press. The conversations that took place were great conversations between Brian and I, and Brian had a vision with publishing that took a number of elements, and he wanted to kind of build a company around that, having, you know, a handful of products and services that all people who use WordPress or, you know, publishing platform like that, and put together a user experience, you know, that kind of carried them through from the start to the, you know, to the end. And, you know, when Brian and I started talking about it and sharing, you know, him sharing that vision and me, you know, personally being at a point where I wanted to make some sort of significant, you know, movement or step or change with Studio Press, it was just the right fit. You know, he was talking about, you know, Scribe SEO, which is kind of an SEO, you know, content, you know, content feature, you know, and how that could work, you know, and some of his colleagues, you know, prior to us talking, you know, had suggested that Genesis was a great, you know, framework to work within where they wanted to take their own stuff. And so it was just a natural fit. So, you know, we have a lot of fun things planned. Right now we're still kind of going through a company formation mode where we're trying to sync up, you know, how all of our processes work, because there's a couple of lines of business that are doing things differently. So right now, you know, we're still, you know, we're diligently working towards progressing our products, but in the meantime we're also, you know, getting things in line so that we're ready to truck forward, you know, in the matter of the next few weeks or month or so.
Okay, cool. Anything you can share already that you'll be doing because of this that's new to people?
There's some things that we've got brewing. I don't know that necessarily they're on the immediate horizon in terms of public knowledge. We've got some products that we're building out. So unfortunately, I just want to kind of keep it at that. But yeah, we've definitely got some development going and some big things planned.
Okay. Cool. Well, we'll have to get you back at a certain point to talk about the new things that you're doing now.
Sure.
Sorry.
I'm actually interested to see if there's any common, like, challenges that the Studio Press team here, or Genesis team, has seen in the forums that they might want to be able to explain on this platform maybe in more detail than they can typing things out, you know, whether that be with Genesis or WordPress in general or something like that. Is there anything that comes to mind, guys, that you think is maybe a killer tip that you might want to share with folks?
Nathan?
Well, I guess that the most common challenge with people who are, especially with people who are moving to Genesis from a more traditional theme, is the idea that when you want to make a modification, you know, you open up your child theme or you go to the theme editor, and you don't see in there that what you're used to seeing. You're not seeing the page.php and single.php and all of these different these standard template files that you're used to seeing. And the reason being is because it's not that we don't support those. In fact, we encourage people to use those files, but we encourage you to use them in a different way. What most people are used to doing is, if let's say they had a particular page that they wanted to, you know, not have the say there's a particular page that they or post that they wanted to have comments not displayed on. And so what they would normally do is they would duplicate the single.php file, add the little dash, and then the ID of the post that they're trying to target, and then they would go in there and they would remove the line for, you know, comments or whatever. That's not the way we do things in Genesis. There is a, you know, you do create the single dash ID.php, but you do a remove action and, you know, stuff like that. So that's to me the most common thing I see in Genesis, when people just sort of not, at least conceptually, not quote unquote getting it, is why in the world can't I just go in and modify this line and my change be made? And of course the reason being is we want you to be able to upgrade your theme at some point, and so doing it using hooks makes your child theme future-proof. So to me, that's the most common difficulty I see with users in switching to Genesis.
Well, I've always felt that learning a child framework like that sort of feels like learning a new language in a bit. Do you guys feel like that too, or is Genesis different than that from the other platforms?
No, I'll agree with you. It is definitely learning a new language. And I come from the old school class of, you know, regular PHP files where you could go in and modify typical WordPress code. And so, you know, along the development cycle of Genesis, Nathan and I have had infinite amount of conversations where I've resisted towards going one way because that's how I'm used to doing it and how I think other people are used to doing it. And he would always come back and explain to me the benefits of why long-term, you know, extracting a function or, you know, doing something like that, you know, it is a wise choice just for the better of the framework. And so, you know, it's been kind of fun to be stretched in that regard, because once I started working with Genesis myself and doing sites and learning how to, you know, add and remove functions, it's really not all that difficult, or as difficult as one thinks when they start. You know, if you got dropped in the middle of France and someone tried to teach you the language, the first day or two, you'd really struggle. But once you live in the culture and, you know, kind of just absorb what goes around you, you tend to learn that much quicker. And there's a period where you're like, well, this really isn't as bad as I thought. And once you get to that point, then it's nothing but benefits, you know, at that, you know, going down the road. So, you know, I agree with that analogy. It's fairly, you know, fairly accurate. And so what we, you know, it's our job to teach people how to speak that other language.
Yeah, that's a heck of a job. We need to take another break to pay some bills, so we'll be right back with Brian Gardner and Nathan Rice of Genesis and Studio Press.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more WordPress Community Podcast after this.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at bruceclay.com.
Every affiliate marketer wants to build their own empire. Lavish trips, new cars, fancy threads. You know, be the talk of the town. That's why I found my empire with Empire Media. They work around the clock to customize my campaign. They have the connections, the clout, and the custom offers to monetize my website at every move. My website is measured and monetized to the max thanks to Empire Media. Look up empiremedia.com, empyremedia.com, and find out how fulfilling full-service affiliate marketing can be. Empire Media, reign over your competition.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Traffic. Leads. Money. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
The WordPress Community Podcast continues, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Once again, here's Joost Ivoc and Frederick Towns.
And we're back with Brian and Nathan. Something I posted a while back about, which you guys picked up on, or Nathan especially picked up on quite rapidly, was I did a post about why I don't think SEO's stuff like titles and meta descriptions should be in theme metadata. And you actually have a solution for that now, Nathan, don't you?
Yeah, I believe it was probably, it was either that day or soon.
Yeah, it was the same day. You released it the same day I did the post, which made people think that I knew about the plugin, which wasn't true.
Yeah, I think you're right. The same day we released a plugin called the SEO Data Transporter plugin, and basically it serves one purpose, and that is to take in-post SEO data like custom titles, descriptions, no index, no follow, stuff like that, and transfer it from one platform to another, and it's not exclusive to themes. It's you can go between Genesis and All-in-One SEO or Headspace or Platinum SEO and all these different. Or you can go the other way if you want to go from theme to theme or plugin to plugin. But it was birthed out of the idea that, and this is one of the few I can take credit for. Brian has most of the ideas, but I actually had this one. So the idea was that your data belongs to you. It doesn't belong to a theme, and it doesn't belong to a particular plugin. And if you want to switch between, if you want to leave Headspace and move to All-in-One SEO or something like that, then you should be able to do that. And what that meant for us, you know, internally too, was we had to tell people, if you want to stop using Genesis and move to a different platform, we are giving you the tool to do that. And of course, we took that from the concepts that WordPress has set forth in their export ability. They let you take your blog content wherever you want to any other platform that you want. And of course, they have an importer too, so you can bring it. But the idea is we do not want to lock you into our platform. And at the same time, we want to give you the opportunity to move to our platform too, if you so desire. So that was the concept behind the plugin. And so, in my opinion, that sort of nullified what you were saying. But I do understand what you were saying as well. It was a good
point. My problem was twofold. One, that the thing is that if data like that is in a theme, like it would be if you used the Genesis SEO stuff, and works basically the same in all big other premium themes, your data would be in that theme. And once you switched away from that framework and went to another framework, a lot of people forget about actually moving the data.
Mm-hmm.
if you didn't forget about moving to data, then your plugin is just a gift from heaven because it makes it really, really easy to move it.
Right.
But I still think that we should, and maybe that's something we should build into all these themes as well, that we should just warn people if they move to another framework, like, hey, you've just disabled this this theme. Might be a good idea to import all the SEO metadata into whatever you're using now.
Yeah, absolutely. Another way of doing it, and I don't know how possible it would be, but you know, getting plugin and theme developers together to sort of standardize how we store our SEO data would be another great idea. But I just think that, I mean, I reached out to a lot of people in when I was building this plugin, and there really wasn't a whole lot of interest in the plugin itself. So my guess is there's probably not going to be a whole lot of interest in collaboration either. So.
I would be very interested in talking about how to do this in the same way for everyone. The thing is, we actually lack one table that all of us seem to be needing as a metadata table for taxonomies.
True. Yeah.
And everyone seems to work around that in his own peculiar way.
Right.
But it's always a hack, so that's never good. But yeah. We'll have to see. I love the fact that you built that plugin, and it will make life a bit easier. And we'll have to come up with some good coding styles for people to make stuff happen when people switch themes. I think we owe that to the community as a whole. I've seen too many clients who switched themes and forgot that their previous 400 posts had different data on them. So that meant they lost all their traffic.
And one thing that we try to do, obviously we can't, if you switch away from Genesis, there's nothing we can do as far as helping the old data work with whatever theme or plugin you happen to be switching to. But what we can do is if you are switching to Genesis and you do forget, we check for any of the old, SEO metadata that's stored for posts and pages. We check for that. So if you've got one of those in and you haven't filled anything for the Genesis SEO, we'll use that old SEO data. So hopefully you won't lose the utility of that SEO data. But during the conversion process, before you get a chance to run a plugin like ours or something like that, you won't be totally out of luck.
Okay, cool. Now that I'm touching on plugins anyway, I don't know, Frederick, do you have any other questions you'd like to ask now?
No, I just I was just very glad to hear, the inner workings and methodologies in Genesis, and we thoroughly covered that. Are you thinking about getting into plugin picks now, Joost?
I am, yeah. I've already picked two of them, so they've only got a few left.
Well, then you've got me covered because I don't have one. So,
okay. Well, then you're good to go. I know that you released another one, Nathan, that you'll want to talk about, which I'm very happy to see happening as well. So, if you want to tell us what it is and what it does, I'd be very happy.
Yeah, basically, we wrote a plugin last week called Simple URLs. And basically, all it does is it uses custom post types as a way of storing custom URLs. And this could be, links off to different. It could be links off to ads. So if you have advertisers on your blog, you can link off using this instead of linking directly to their site. You can sort of mask that, and also affiliate URLs. Same concept. Internal URLs. Whatever URL that you want to actually link to. And it uses, like I said, the custom post types, and it stores clicks as a post meta too. So basically, it does click tracking too. So you can tell how many times something's been clicked on. And the reason why we use custom post types as opposed to what is pretty common in the WordPress space right now, which is using pages and then a number of different methodologies, but basically it all comes down to using a 301 redirect whenever you access that page and it sends you off to whatever other page. Number one, that lacks any type of click tracking. But number two, as Otto, who is a very respected member in the WordPress community has said before in a blog post, when you get a bunch of pages in your rewrite structure, it's going to significantly slow down your site. So we wanted to use custom post types with a custom rewrite structure that would not at all conflict with any of your pages and posts, and so that it doesn't have any performance issues. It scales really well, so if you have tons and tons of links that you are wanting to redirect to, you can have them, and it's not gonna slow down your site or anything like that. And you know, as time goes on, we're gonna continue to add features as users request them. So that's the Simple URLs plugin.
Well, very cool. Can I request a feature right now?
Sure.
The single thing that it doesn't do yet that I'd like to see in there and that would make me change over immediately was if you did a modified post redirect thing. So if you modified a slug on a post that's already been published, that you automatically redirect the old slug to the new slug. That is something... On anything, basically.
Does that not already do that? Or not...
No, it somehow does it for some stuff, but not for all of it.
Okay. And
that's because of the weird matching that goes on. I've never found it to be as reliable as it should be in core. I've always used redirection for that by John Godley, who works for Automattic these days. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't seem to be able to get redirection working with 3.0 the way it should be. I've got all sorts of nasty bugs happening on Yoast.com each time I publish a new post. So
I know that old slugs are normally they're stored as a hidden custom field, like underscore WP old slug or something like that. So if those are stored and they have access, I'm sure that probably wouldn't be too difficult. So
I would hope and agree. Hope so, and I'd love to agree with you. I just don't know.
Me neither.
but if that would work, that would be really cool. I love that you guys use custom post types. If not only and Frederick knows better this than I, but the thing is, if you query for a custom post type, you're not querying the entire bloody post table.
Exactly.
So for the geeks out there, that's the best thing about custom post types is that you can actually query for something specific. Which makes it really a lot faster than anything else. Okay, very cool. Do you have another pick you want to share with us, Brian, perhaps?
Oh, boy.
Putting you on the spot there.
No, not the spotlight. We just covered most of the plugins that we were planning on.
So what other plugins do you use that you haven't written? It's always good to hear about other stuff, too.
Oh, gosh, let me pull up Studio. I try really hard to
use. I'll give you a couple of seconds to think about it. I've got a plugin that I was quite intrigued with and that you might actually tell me as to whether it works with Genesis. It's called Press This Reloaded. Now, I use Press This as in the bookmarklet that allows you to quickly post something from anywhere into your own WordPress install. I use that quite often. But it lacks a few features. Press This Reloaded adds stuff like the meta boxes you need for the SEO title and the meta description to the Press This display, which makes it a lot more useful to me. And then I haven't tried actually whether this works with Genesis.
I can't speak whether it does or not. I honestly can't imagine why it wouldn't, but we can definitely give it a try.
But it's a really cool, just simple addition to Press This because basically, as a SEO geek as I am, I always tend to set my post titles quite well. It's something I care and think about, so I want to be able to do that from within Press This as well. It's written by Scribu, or however you pronounce that, who's one of the more respected people in the WordPress community as well. So it's got some good stuff going for it. It's been a pleasure having you on. Let's make sure that everybody hears about everything that happens that you guys are doing for the community, and not just because they need to buy Genesis or whatever, but because I really think you guys are doing a lot of good for the community lately, which I really appreciate.
Thank you.
So thanks. We'll have you back somewhere early next year, I guess.
And yeah, you guys let us know when they have their new features ready. That's
yeah, please do let us know. We'll hear about it, I guess. But do let us know. We'd be glad to have you back.
Appreciate it, guys.
Okay, yeah, thanks. And everyone else, I think we're going to be back on our regular schedule, so we'll be here next week. That means Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.